Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. A Republican congressional leader and several others are reportedly being treated after they were shot this morning in Alexandria, Virginia. Correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
The shooting happened at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, where several members of Congress were practicing for an upcoming charity baseball game. Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama was there and tells CNN he saw House Majority Whip Steve Scalise get shot in the hip.
I was applying pressure with a cloth to the wound to try to help stop the bleeding. But there was a blood trail about 10 to 15 yards long from where he was shot to where he crawled into right field.
Several other people are also believed to have been shot.
Texas Republican Congressman Roger Williams says one of his staffers was also shot, and there are conflicting reports as to whether the alleged shooter is in custody or dead. We'll continue to follow this developing story and bring you the very latest as information becomes available. Meanwhile, Baltimore Police Commissioner Kevin Davis says the recent level of violence in Baltimore is unconscionable.
The violence in Baltimore this year, 2017, the last 2 years, certainly, the last 24 hours, angers this community. It angers us. It frustrates us.
At a news briefing yesterday, Davis said effective immediately, all patrol officers and detectives will work mandatory 12-hour shifts.
Every Baltimore police officer spends time in either a marked patrol car or on foot in the community for the remainder of this week.
Six people were killed and two injured in five shootings between Monday night and early Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, a man charged in his five-month-old son's death has surrendered to authorities in Baltimore. Police said 31-year-old Perry Nelson Johnson turned himself in Tuesday morning to face murder and child abuse charges. Once again, Police Commissioner Kevin Davis.
So he is in our custody. The criminal justice process for him will continue, and he deserves to be buried under a jail.
Officers were called to a home Friday for a report of an unconscious baby, and police say the baby, Emmanuel, was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Investigators say Nelson Johnson said the infant rolled off a bed, but an investigation revealed that Emmanuel had old and new injuries inconsistent with a fall. Police believe Nelson Johnson, who is blind and uses a walking stick, used a blunt object to inflict the injuries. Police say it is possible he used the walking stick as a weapon. And the name of a soldier from Baltimore County who was killed in Afghanistan over the weekend is being added to a war memorial in Towson. Baltimore County Councilman David Marks says Sergeant Eric Houck's name will be added with respect, love, and appreciation for his service. Houck and two other U.S. Army soldiers were shot on Saturday in an attack for which the Taliban has taken credit. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.